Yo, it's Mark Manson here, and this is another commentary and analysis. This time, over Everything is Fucked, and I'm pretty sure it's the internet's fault. Published February 23rd, 2017. This article was a bitch. It is one that I wanted to write. This subject, I just can't get it out of my system, I guess. Because no matter how many articles I've written an article on this same kind of topic like once every 3 or 4 months for the past year, and I think this was the fourth one, and it's just like no matter what I write, I can't, it doesn't feel complete, and I don't feel like I expressed what I'm thinking and feeling very well. And this is just another example. I played with the idea of doing a very long and intensely researched piece, kind of similar to my American Dream piece. And I even thought about sending it to like some magazines and things like that, since, you know, I'm Mr. New York Times bestseller now. I can, I guess, get published in some of these other places. But, you know, the more I worked on it, the more I just felt like shit. And it's one of these topics that I feel like there are a lot of people way smarter than me who are writing way more cogently than I am about this. So it's almost kind of like my own therapy. But the original title for this article was going to be The Year the Internet Became a Bad Thing. And to summarize my feelings, you know, I grew up in the 90s. We got the internet when I was 10 years old. I had AOL and, you know, used to go on chat rooms and stuff like that. And when I got older, the internet became this very liberating thing, this tool. Like, I remember in college, like, it was fine. You could finally start doing research on the internet. You could, like, Google stuff and find papers, and Wikipedia came out. And so it was an amazing tool to study and to learn new things and to, like, refresh your memory about certain things. And then I started a business, and when I was starting a business, everything was like, oh, the internet, it's, you know, we're all going to become entrepreneurs and make our own money and passive income, and, you know, the internet's liberating the people. And then in 2009, when all the protests and revolutions were taking place all around the world, people were like, oh, social media is enabling the people to take control of their own destiny, and they're taking their country back. And, you know, for 20 years straight, the internet was just like all positive. Like, everybody, the level of optimism was dizzying. And that tide started to shift, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago. And then I think last year was the first year that it's like, we're, the hangover is hitting, you know, like we were all drunk on the internet Kool-Aid, and 2016, we're going to look back and be like, oh, that's the year that we realize it. Wait a second, this is kind of fucking our society up a little bit. And it's not because of any one thing. I think it's changing the way our brains work. It's changing the way that we view the world. I shouldn't say that. It's not changing the way we view the world. It's changing the way we approach the world. And because we're approaching the world differently, we are digesting and interpreting information differently, which then changes our views. But yeah, it's fucked up and it's scaring me, and I'm not convinced that it's a good thing anymore. I had a very long, discussion / debate with an angel investor, a few nights ago at a friend's birthday party. And this is a guy, he invests in startups. Like, that's his whole thing. And, I had a very long debate with him about whether the internet is actually a good thing or not. And whether all this technological innovation, I told him, I was like, innovation for its own sake isn't necessarily good. You can innovate, you know, new ways to hurt people or brainwash people. And it was funny because he kind of turned it around on me. He was like, oh, well, you're a self-made success. You started an internet website, and now, you know, more people are reading you and coming to you for advice than like thousands and thousands of therapists. And I said, yeah. But that's the problem, is that arguably most of those therapists are more qualified than I am, one. And two, if millions of people can get their life advice from me and they're all paying me, that's good for me, but that suddenly puts thousands and thousands of therapists out of work. And I said, I'm not convinced that that's that sort of scaling, like, because you're seeing that sort of scaling in like all sorts of industries and all sorts of forms of media. And I said, I'm not convinced that's a good thing. So yeah, I'm not going to dive too deep into the ideas here. I think the article kind of speaks for itself, and it's still a sore point for me. So I don't, you know, unlike some of the articles and topics on the site that I get like really excited to talk about, this is one of those topics that like I get bummed out, and it just makes me want to go get a drink. So I am mostly happy with how it turned out. In hindsight, I think it was a little bit too emotional, I guess. I don't know. I felt like I was in a catch 22 with this one, because to do it right, to express my point correctly, I think I would have needed to put in a lot more research and time and flesh it out, make it much longer. But the fact of the matter is I did not enjoy writing it. And so, I just kind of said, you know what, it's better to just get something out there that I feel strongly about than to, kill myself trying to get the exact right words or phrasing. You know, maybe if I was a journalist, maybe if I was doing this piece for New York Magazine or The Atlantic or something, I would have put in the extra 2 weeks, 3 weeks to like get everything right and flesh it out. But at the end of the day, this is a personal blog. This is where I come to express my ideas and feelings kind of unfiltered. And so they are going to be imperfect, and there should be no expectation that they're going to be perfect. So I'm fine with that at the end of the day, and that's fine.